The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says North Korea is begging for war as the UN Security Council meets on Monday to discuss North Korea's latest nuclear test. Enough is enough. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited, Haley said. South Korea's defense ministry said Monday it had found signs North Korea was preparing to test another ballistic missile. The ministry also announced plans to temporarily send 4 more launchers for the THAAD missile defense system. Hours before the Security Council meeting, South Korea's military fired missiles into the Sea of Japan. It was an exercise meant to look like an attack on North Korea's nuclear test site. Over the weekend, North Korea said it tested a hydrogen bomb small enough to be carried by an intercontinental ballistic missile. The North claimed the test was a perfect success. A U.S. intelligence official said the nuclear device detonated by North Korea on Sunday was 10 times more powerful than its 5th nuclear test a year ago. "We're highly confident this was a test of an advanced nuclear device, and what we've seen so far is not inconsistent with North Korea's claims," the intelligence official said. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis repeated the warnings of President Donald Trump on Sunday. He said that North Korea can expect a massive military response if it threatens the United States, the U.S. territory of Guam, or America's allies. White House officials said the president has a range of retaliatory measures available to the U.S., including nuclear weapons. Experts reacting to Secretary Mattis's comments are hoping for diplomatic discussions instead of more tough military talk. Frank Aum is a visiting scholar at the U.S.-Korea Institute. He said the United States needs to get away from a military-centric approach to the North Korea problem set and reinvigorate diplomacy. The president, leaving a church service near the White House earlier Sunday, said only, "We'll see," when a reporter asked if he was planning to order an attack on North Korea. On Twitter, Trump said he is considering stopping all trade with any country doing business with North Korea, raising questions about what this could mean for U.S.-China commercial ties and the two countries' $650 billion in annual trade. Any U.S. call for an economic boycott of countries doing business with North Korea would focus on China, because Beijing is North Korea's major ally and its trading partner. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he would prepare a new package of North Korea economic sanctions along these lines for consideration. "We will work with our allies. We will work with China," Mnuchin told a television interviewer on Sunday. "But people need to cut off North Korea economically. This is unacceptable behavior. I'm Pete Musto."